Hello everyone, myself Professor Reena Pujara, having an industry experience of 6 years and 6 years into teaching. The payment of gratuity act 1972. So when we talk of 1972 or the period prior to 1972, in those days, a person used to get employed into an unit or establishment for one employer, and till he retires, he used to be there in that particular establishment or unit. And as a token of honor and gratitude, the employer used to pay a lump sum amount to that particular employee for being of such a longer period of time, or to give such a longer period of time to that particular organization. Over a period of time, the employee enters into an organization establishment, somewhere also connects an emotional bonding with the establishment, and also year by year becomes rich of experience. So to give this token of honor, the employer somewhere gives a lump sum amount, which was not mandatory or which was not compulsory. Similarly, like the other monetary benefits being offered by the employer, this was voluntarily offered by employers to their employees depending on the contribution made by the employee in the organization since last long period of time. But then it was realized that there is no standard formula to calculate this, due to which some of the employees in some establishments were deprived of this benefits, and also the employer never wants to give such more amount to employees or workers whom they didn't like. It was biased, it was based on favoritism, etc. So to avoid all this and to provide the employees and workers with some amount of economic security for such a long period of time they have served in an organization, the act was passed, and that was the Payment of Gratuity Act 1972. The objects of the Payment of Gratuity Act 1972 are to provide for a scheme for the payment of gratuity to employees. That means it was made compulsory, or it was a imposition or compulsion that was formed on the employer to implement the scheme or to pay the gratuity amount to the employees or workers, and that is restricted to certain class of employees or workers. The eligibility criteria for any employee to avail gratuity we will discuss later. To provide for matters connected with or incidental to the scheme for payment of gratuity. That means there are some exceptionals who do not fit into the exact eligibility criteria of a Payment of Gratuity Act. So how do we deal with such exceptions is also being given in this act. To provide retiring benefits to employees who have rendered continuous service to his employer and thereby contributed to his prosperity. So here, as we have discussed in the earlier example, that an employee enters in an organization establishment and becomes rich on experience year by year and contributes this experience to the same establishment for a longer period of time. So somewhere he is responsible for the prosperity of that particular establishment or unit. So as a token of appreciation, and to help that particular employee to match up with his lively expense or day-to-day expense after the retirement, some lump sum amount is being given. But now that is being regularized, that is being standardized according to or because of this act. To define the principles of payment of gratuity according to the prescribed formula. So there in this act they have given a formula, which is a standard formula, which may be implemented in organizations voluntarily. If someone wants to supersede it, that means want to give more than what the standard formula prescribes, they can give it more. But then minimum amount of gratuity to be paid to the eligible employee or worker, for that the standard formula is being set. to provide machinery for the employment of liability for payment of gratuity. That means again we have a machinery to deal with, you know, disputes out coming out of the payment of gratuity. The act shall apply to every factory, mine, oil field, plantation, port and railway companies. Every shop or establishment within the meaning of any law for the time being in force in relation to shops and establishments in a state in which 10 or more person are employed or were employed on any day of the preceding 12 months. So here we are covering all those factories, mine, oil fields, plantation, ports and railways. We are also covering all those shops and establishments which are somewhere, you know, the registered and certified under the Shops and Establishment Act. So here we are looking forward to those shops and establishments wherein 10 or more employees or workers are working. Other than this, who are not registered under shops and establishments, there may be various establishments which do not come under the purview of shops and establishments. So also all those establishments wherein 10 or more employees are being hired will come under the Gratuity Payment Act 1972. Such other establishments are class of establishment in which 10 or more employees are employed or were employed on any day of the preceding 12 months as the central government may by notification specify in this behalf. Who will be the controlling authority? So according to section 3, the appropriate government may by notification appoint any officer to be a controlling authority who shall be responsible for the administration of this act, and different controlling authorities may be appointed for different areas. So as we know, this Gratuity Act 1972, you know, has a wide coverage, wide scope of coverage, because it is, you know, bringing under purview such establishments which hire 10 or more people in the establishment and also other shops and establishment. So the coverage area is more, and for that purpose, to have a proper control and proper implementation of this act, appropriate government may by notification appoint any officer different for different areas. So these officers can take better control on the implementation of act. Payment of gratuity. Gratuity shall be payable to an employee on the termination of his employment after he has rendered continuous service for not less than 5 years. So here we are talking about who will be getting gratuity, who will be eligible, and when the employer or worker will be eligible to get the amount of gratuity. So first we are talking about an employer or worker, termination of employee. Termination of employment means now there will be no employer-employee relationship, and the employee or the worker will no more render his or her services to the worker due to various reasons. So what are those various reasons? Let's have a look over here. After he has rendered continuous service for not less than 5 years, that means again the minimum eligibility criteria to you know, get gratuity is serving minimum for 5 years of continuous service. When I talk about continuous service, that means continue from last 5 years from the date of eligibility of or maybe claiming of the gratuity. Now say for example, 1st January 2017, I want to claim my gratuity. So I need to count, I need to go back to 5 years and calculate whether I have provided continuous 5 years service for in that particular employment place or that establishment. So if yes, the answer is yes, then yes, I am eligible for that gratuity. But here there are some exceptional case. Now when we talk about exceptional case, what if, you know, the employee meets death or is died during this particular year of services, or if the person or the employee meets with an accident and has now become temporarily disabled. So in that case, you know, certain number of months or years, there will be an absence of that employee in the establishment. So will we consider that also as a continuous service? Then the answer is yes, we will consider that as a continuous service, because purposely the person has not left or terminated the employment for a temporary period of time or till the time he recovers and he joins back, you know, that gap is being occurred. So we will consider that gap to be continuous service. On his superannuation or on his retirement or resignation. So maybe he or she is terminating the employment because of superannuation, maybe because he has attained the age of retirement, or now maybe after completion of 5 years of continuous service, due to many reasons he wants to now resign in the current establishment. Maybe he is joining some other establishment for better prospects. Maybe he is, relocating. So whatever may be the reason, but now resignation after 5 years of continuous service or more, then the person will be eligible to get the gratuity. Or on his death or disablement due to accident or disease. So now in this case we are talking about disablement. Which type of disablement? Wherein now he is permanently disabled and will not be able to return back to his work. So in that case the gratuity will be paid, or maybe due to death. For every completed year of service or part thereof in excess of 6 months. So how do we take the period of gratuity? Now say for example, I have completed 5 years and 7 months in an organization and now I'm resigning for whatsoever reason, and now before, you know, doing my full and final settlement, I am also eligible for the gratuity because I have completed 5 years. But over and above 5 years, I have completed 7 months. So in this case, will I be paid for 5 years and 7 months, or will I be paid for 6 years? So the answer is yes, I will be paid gratuity according to 6 years because I have exceeded 6 months. In case my services are 5 years and 5 months, then I will be paid only for 5 years. The employer shall pay gratuity to an employee at the rate of 15 days wages based on the rate of wages last drawn by the employee concerned. So now talking about the amount of wages or amount of gratuity, what wages will be considered? 15 days wages will be considered. Now say for example, the monthly wage of a person is for example say 15,000 rupees. So wages for 15 days will be 7,500. But what wage will I consider while paying gratuity? Because gratuity is eligible only when you have given continuous 5 years of service. So maybe at the time of joining of that employee, his wages will be 10,000. Every year after the increment of 1,000, he has reached to a wages or salary of 15,000. So which amount or which wage will I consider? So answer here is the latest wage that he is drawing, that is 15,000. I will not calculate the gratuity on the wages when the time of his joining, at the time of his joining. I will calculate gratuity on the amount he is drawing currently. So currently that person is drawing say 15,000 rupees. And according to the law, minimum gratuity what I need to pay is 15 days wage. That means 7,500. And this 7,500 will be further multiplied into number of years of service. Now minimum is 5 years. But then say for example, I have provided the services for 10 years. So your 7,500, which is 15 days wages, into number of years, that is 10 years, so I will be paid how much gratuity? That is 75,000. And if, for example, say I have worked for 10 years and 7 months, I will be paid for 11 years. Then I will multiply 7,500 into 11 years. Wages based on the rate of wages last drawn by the employee concerned. The amount of gratuity payable to an employee shall not exceed 20 months wages. Now here the maximum limit is also being given. That means whatever the lump sum amount of gratuity that comes after the calculation will not exceed 20 months wages. For the purpose of computing the gratuity payable to an employee who is employed after his disablement on reduced wages, his wages for the period preceding his disablement shall be taken to be the wages received by him during that period. Now, here we are talking about an employee who joined the organization and after completion of 5 years or more now, due to any reason, he now is claiming the gratuity. Maybe he has reached to the superannuation or he is resigning. So what will be the calculation in this case? If the employee meets with an accident, then he has become disabled, temporary disabled. So he has gone for a break, and after he returns from the break, it is being found that he is not, physical, the capacity has reduced, and so he is being assigned to some other job role wherein the wage is reduced. The wage rate is reduced. So what wage rate will we consider for this type of employee who meets with an accident, who was disabled for a temporary period of time, and now when he returns to his job, he is being offered a reduced rate, wage rate at the workplace because of the physical capacity reduced. So in this case, we take the wage rate for that period he has worked with the higher wages. Now we'll take an example for this. Say such type of employee has worked for 6 years in an organization. After 2 years, 3 years, 3 years he was being paid high wage rate, say example 15,000 rupees. And he makes with an accident, and after he returns from the accident, he is offered 10,000 as a wage rate. So what wage rate will I calculate? I will calculate 15,000 for that 3 years, and then I will calculate 10,000 for the later 3 years. During that period, and his wage rate for the period subsequent to his disablement shall be taken to be the wage as so reduced. Now, how to calculate the due gratuity amount? There is a standard formula derived. Here we consider 4 Sundays to be a holiday. So actual number of working days are 26. So here what we do is last on salary we divide by 26 and then we multiply it with 15 days. That is half month salary we consider, and then we divide it with multiply it with the number of years. Anyone who works with the same company for more than 5 years is eligible to receive gratuity. If you are covered under the Payment of Gratuity Act 1972, the amount will be calculated as follows. Gratuity equals to last drawn salary or wages divided by 26 days. Why 26 days? Because all 30 days are not working. We exclude 4 Sundays out of it, which comes to 26 days. Whatever the amount comes should be multiplied by 15 into number of years of service. Say the number of years of service is 5, then we multiply this amount with 5 years. If say it is 5 years, 7 months, then we multiply this with 6 years. Only the basic pay and dearness allowance is considered while accounting for the last drawn monthly salary. Now when we talk about salary, there are different components of salary. Now say for example, my total salary would be 20,000. Out of which say 5,000 is my basic salary, say 2,500 is my dearness allowance, 2,500 is my house rent allowance, 800 is my conveyance, 1,200 is my medical allowance, etc. But my total salary is 20,000. So while calculating this gratuity, what all will I consider? Will I consider 20,000 as my salary? No. I will only add up my basic salary and my dearness allowance. So that is 5,000 plus 2,000, that is 7,000. So I will calculate gratuity on this 7,000. 7,000 divided by 26 into 15 days into number of years of service. For computation of gratuity, your service period will be rounded off to a year. So if the actual figure is 14 years and 7 months, it will be considered as 15 years, as we have discussed this. The gratuity received under this act is tax free to the extent that it does not exceed 15 days salary for every completed year of service. Now, as I have told you that voluntarily an employer, you know, may go or supersede this minimum limit which has been set in this act. So, in this act, the minimum limit which is set is 15 days. But now, say for an employer who wants to give gratuity based on 20 days. So, whatsoever amount derived out of calculation of 15 days is tax-free. But over and above, this 5 days which employer is offering voluntary will be taxable. This is subject to a maximum of rupees 3.5 lakhs. This tax-free ceiling applies to the aggregate of gratuity received from one or more employers in the same year or during different years. Now see, in the my period of services, I may be associated with different employers and I might receive gratuity from different employers. So the accumulation of that should not exceed subject to maximization of 3.5 lakhs. Now, nomination. Each employee who has completed 1 year of service shall make within such time, in such form and in such manners as may be prescribed nomination for the purpose of the second provision to subsection 1 of section 4. Now, as soon as I complete 1 year of service in any organization, there are some prescribed formats and forms which I need to fill, wherein I will mention that in any case, you know, if I die, then who will be the nominated person to receive the gratuity amount. An employee may in his nomination distribute the amount of gratuity payable to him under the act amongst more than one nominee. Now, in this case, I may, you know, distribute the amount of gratuity to several nominees. Now, say for example, a husband nominates, in the nomination column, nominates his wife, his father and his mother. Now, he may nominate his gratuity amount among these three. Now, say for example, he gives, 40% of the gratuity amount to his wife, 40% to his father and 20% to his mother. Determination of the amount of gratuity. A person who is eligible for payment of gratuity under this act or any person authorized in writing to act on his behalf shall send a return application to the employer within such time and in such form as may be prescribed for payment of such gratuity. As soon as gratuity becomes payable, the employer shall, whether an application referred to in subsection 1 has been made or not, determine the amount of gratuity and give notice in writing to the person to whom the gratuity is payable and also to the controlling authority specifying the amount of gratuity so determined. So, in the first section 7 part 1, the employee approaches by writing an application for the payment or for the eligibility of gratuity. In section 2, whether the employee has made such an application or not, after the payment of such gratuity, the amount of gratuity, etc., the details will be, sent to the controlling authority. The employee shall arrange to pay the amount of gratuity within such times as may be prescribed to the person to whom the gratuity is payable. If there is any dispute as to the amount of gratuity payable to an employee under this act or as the admissibility of any claim of or in relation to an employee for payment of gratuity or as to the person entitled to receive the gratuity, the employer shall deposit with the controlling authority such amount as he admits to be payable by him as gratuity. Talking about the penalties, if the employer contravenes with the provisions mentioned in this act, has to pay certain penalty. Whoever, for the purpose of avoiding any payment to be made by himself under this act or enabling any other person to avoid such payment, knowingly makes or causes to be made any false statement or false representation shall be punishable with imprisonment for term which may extend to 6 months or with fine which may extend to 1,000 rupees or with both. So, if any employer, you know, willingly is or knowingly making, you know, mistakes, is making some false statements or trying to cheat the employee. See, in many industries or establishment, there may be a case wherein the employee is not that literate. He or she is unskilled. So in that case, the employer may cheat knowingly. If it is being found knowingly, he has done some mistakes while paying the gratuity amount. He has willingly made certain wrong calculations while making the payment. So if it is found so that willingly or knowingly he is not paying the amount, he is making, you know, frauds in the statements, then that person will be penalized. And even, imprisonment can be given to such a person for a maximum period of 6 months. Or maybe he has to pay a fine of 1000 rupees, or he has to go for both. Protection of gratuity. No gratuity payable under this act shall be liable to attachment in execution of any decree or order of any civil, revenue or criminal court. So here, the act is trying to define certain standard formulas which will be creating an ease at the employer's side, so that he knows how much gratuity is to be paid, when it is to be paid and to whom it is to be paid. At the same time, the employee also has more clarity on how the gratuity is being calculated, what amount of gratuity exactly he will receive, at the time of retirement or resignation or whatsoever the reason may be. So even the clarity is at the employee's side. If there are some calculations which goes against this, he is having a clarity on how to go approach whom to fight for its gratuity. So there is somewhere clarity on both the side, employer and employee, when it comes to payment of gratuity. Thank you very much.